Illegal gamblers nabbed by Batman and Robin in London. Two illegal gamblers targeting tourists on Westminster Bridge in London in February got more than they bargained for when they were arrested by two Metropolitan Police officers dressed as Batman and Robin. In a scene that could have been taken from the 1996 Only Fools and Horses Christmas special, where Del Boy and Rodney inadvertently foil a crime while heading to a costume party, the real-life officers intentionally donned the superhero outfits to surprise and apprehend suspects involved in street gambling. Gang had been targeting tourists. According to police, gangs had been preying on unsuspecting visitors with street hustles such as the Three Cups Challenge and the Shell Game. However, the police had trouble apprehending the gang as the officers patrolling the area had become too familiar to the offenders. Therefore, the police were forced to be creative. Inspector Darren Watson, who leads the local policing team for Lambeth North West, and is now humorously known as Batman, explained their approach. Quote, "We know that two repeat offenders have been operating on Westminster Bridge and have come to recognize me and my team from our patrols. I knew that if we were going to catch them, we would have to think outside the box, and then I remembered that I had Batman and Robin costumes to hand which could come in use. Although dressing up may not be the most conventional policing method, we were thrilled to see that in this case it worked perfectly and the team were able to get some great results, taking these people off the street and protecting tourists and Londoners from being fleeced." Inspector Darren, Batman, Watson, Metropolitan Police. Both men found guilty. The two men arrested on February 15 were Eugen Stocha, 32, with no fixed address, and Konstika Gururge Barbu, 53, of Herbert Road in Greenwich. They were both charged with providing facilities for illegal gambling. Barbu was found guilty at Croydon Magistrates Court the same month and was fined £925 after being held in custody. Stocha failed to appear for his court date and was convicted in his absence at Westminster Magistrates Court on April 10. A warrant has been issued for his arrest.